being the exclusive home for all the WPIAL playoffs and championships for nearly two decades. Anytime, anywhere, always there. We are the new Trib Live High School Sports Network.
WBUT in Butler, Pennsylvania now presents Butler High School Golden Tornado Basketball. The Tornado are on the air thanks to local sponsors, Butler County District Attorney Richard Goldinger, Butler Health System, your local McDonald's restaurants, Tri-Rivers Surgical, and the local law firm of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. Tyler Friel brings you all of the action of Butler Golden Tornado Basketball right here on WBUT 1050 AM and streaming online at WBUT.com. It's time now for the McDonald's Restaurants pregame show. Let's join the voice of the Tornado, Tyler Friel.
And we bring you in live atop Fairground Hill in Butler, Pennsylvania for a doubleheader of Golden Tornado Basketball as the Butler girls and the Butler boys prepare to take on section opponents on a Friday night. A pleasant good evening, friends, and thank you for joining us on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. I am Tyler Friel, and we do indeed have back-to-back varsity games for you. The Golden Tornado girls getting ready to take on the Pine Richland Rams, and we're just moments away from tip-off, and then we will have an edition of the Butler boys taking on the North Hills Indians, which should be about, well, we're hoping, 15 minutes at the end of game one. But we've got an intriguing game one here as the Golden Tornado are holding their breath, perhaps for a last gasp to get back into the playoffs, as they are now 2-7. They have been on a losing streak. In fact, they have lost their last four, all in section play, in a tough one earlier on Monday when they lost at Shaler, one that you would really have to consider a must-win if they wanted to get into the postseason. For them, that didn't happen. They lost earlier in the week to Fox Chapel, a loss against Seneca Valley, which you heard here on WBUT, and then a loss to North Allegheny. Their last one, you have to go back to Nauk when they traveled to Nauk Knights Country and they won 41-24. Their last section win, well, you have to go back to December 20th before Christmas break when they beat these Pine Richland Rams. And so the Golden Tornado are hoping to get back on the winning track by picking up a win against the Rams here again tonight. They currently sit at 2-7 inside section play and 6-9 overall on the season. Pine Richland, meanwhile, it's been a rough year for the Rams. They're 1-8 in section play and 3-13 overall on the season. And as we look at their schedule, their lone win coming against North Hills, it was a 48-44 win just a few days ago. Actually, you have to go back to January 10th when they picked up that win. The Golden Tornado struggled against North Hills. I shouldn't say struggled, but they lost that.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
In 2019, Tri-Rivers celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866. 6-874-7483.
Welcome back to Butler Basketball on WBUT Trib Live High School Sports Network. Apologize for the technical difficulties, but I think we should be good to go for the rest of the doubleheader. Anyways, getting back to our earlier point, when we're looking at these three losses inside section play, the 32-31 loss against Shaler, the 56-53 loss against Fox Chapel, and then that North Hills loss, 53-49. You're looking at three losses for a combined 8 points. And when this Golden Tornado team 6-6 with only 2 wins inside section play. Clark Mayer and this Golden Tornado squad could easily look at those 3 games and go, oh boy, we would have come away with wins there. We'd be a 5-win team and right in the middle of a playoff hunt. So it's amazing how the small things can really add up when you're looking at the course of section play inside Class 6A. And so Butler hoping to get back on the winning track. They've got very faint playoff hopes. They would need to steal a few, but they would need to definitely pick up a win tonight here against the Pine Richland Rams. And as we mentioned with Pine Richland, it's been a tough go of a 3-13 overall on the season. 1-8 inside section play. Their only win against North Hills, 58-44. Most recently, they're coming off a 46-26 loss to Fox Chapel. Earlier, a 72-25 loss to Norwin. So Pine Richland hoping to get things going against what would appear to be at least a vulnerable Golden Tornado team. And I'm sure the Butler sees the same thing across the court. They see a Pine Richland team with a record that is worse than theirs, and they're hoping to get back on the winning track by doing that tonight. And so as we take a look for this at this Butler team, they've been hampered by injuries. An injury to Heidi Gross earlier in the season, an injury to Julia Gibson that has looks like she should be good to go tonight, but she was taken out of action for a number of games throughout the course of the year as well. And so they've had some injuries that they've had to battle back from, but they are still a relatively young team as you look at it. Seniors, really, Julia Gibson the only one, along with Heidi Gross, who was a senior as well. Sydney Hanratty you could throw into that mix. But Mark Mayer will return a nice group of juniors next year that I really think he could build around as this Golden Tornado team projects into the future. Jordan Kaufman, obviously the sharp shooter. I think really what Mark Mayer and this Golden Tornado team will hope to develop is a point guard, someone that can handle that point position and take care of all the distributions. And that's really been something that Butler has struggled to find over the past few years, is someone that could really distribute the ball, someone that knows the offense, someone that could be the initiator for a standard motion offense in girls basketball, especially in 6A. We've seen some shooters, Jordan Kaufman, obviously, the one that comes to mind. She could bury the three beyond the arc, and that's really one of the primary resources of offense. Now you throw Julia Gibson back into that mix for Butler, and then you've got an underneath presence. It's been a tough for Butler to replace Jenna Kuntz and Alyssa Eit from last year, along with Mia Rader. This is the playoff team for the Golden Tornado, and they're hoping to put that back on trajectory when you look at next year. Again, all is not lost yet this year, but I think you're looking at a relatively young Golden Tornado team, and they hope to be able to make good whenever they take the floor in 2019 and 2020. But as we take a look at the rest of 6A, right now you're looking at potentially a Peters Township versus North Allegheny crash course to the championship, because those are the two leaders in their respective sections. Section 1, North Allegheny. Section 2, Peters Township. 17-0, the Tigers are this year. They average 56.2 points per game and only surrender 35.4. Meanwhile, for Peters Township, they average 68.6 points per game, by far and away the number one point total in Class 6A, and they only allow 35.2. Other contenders that you could throw into the mix, Bethel Park, led by former Butler coach Joanna Berg. She has her Falcons at, or I think they're the Falcons. Now I can't remember. Well, anyways, they're 14-1 overall in the season, 9-1. Their only loss coming to Peters Township. Meanwhile, Norwin currently in Section 1, sitting in second place, 8-1, 14-1. So unless something goes terribly wrong, you would have to imagine those will be the four teams in the semifinals for 6A. But then again, once you get into the playoffs, sometimes weird things can happen. And so we are just about ready for the national anthem and starting lineups, which means we will go to break and get you ready for this game between the Golden Tornado and Pine Richland Rams. That's all coming up next as you have been listening to the McDonald's pregame show right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Our hands and wrists are in motion nearly every minute of every day. So when you develop pain, everyday tasks become a problem. And although the causes of pain may vary, the orthopedic hand and upper extremity surgeons at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers diagnose and treat a wide array of conditions. To learn more about hand and upper extremity care, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
And a fantastic national anthem done by, I didn't catch the age on the girl that sang or the name, but my goodness, she can't be much older than 10, if that. A brilliant rendition of the national anthem. But we're just about ready to get in the starting lineups introduced now, and we will greet them to you as well. We will go with the Pine Richland Rams first. Again, they come into this game with a 3-13 record and 1-8 inside section play. They will go with the freshman. She wears number 15, Maddie Patton. They will go with, or check that, reading the wrong one. They will go with number 3. She is a junior, Megan Llewellyn. They will go with number 23, and that will be Megan O'Connor. She is a senior at 5'10". Number 32, Kendall Gessner, wears number, 32. She's a 5'8 senior. They will go with Christina Yarborough. She's a 5'6 freshman. And then rounding out the starting five is number 35, Elena Kalen, the senior. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, they will go with number 15, Jordan Coffin, in the starting lineup. Emma Montleone, also a part of that starting lineup. And you can throw in Allison Altman. She wears number 21, followed by number 22 for the Golden Tornado, Sydney Hanratty. And then rounding out the starting five is number 32, Allison's sister, Emily Altman. Golden Tornado led by second-year head coach Mark Mayer. And you've got Pine Richland led by Tom Regard, head ball coach for the Rams. Game one of a doubleheader tonight. Our next game will be the Golden Tornado boys taking on North Hills, as Butler coming off a nice win against North Allegheny earlier this week. That puts Butler at 5-1 inside section play. And if my math serves me correctly, a win tonight would basically secure a postseason berth for the Golden Tornado. Of course, a lot would have to go wrong for Butler not to get to the postseason, as it looks like we're just about starting lineups finishing up here against this Golden Tornado team. It's been a rough stretch of games, and they are hoping to get back on the right track. They have lost their last four, including a tough one earlier this week on Monday when they went to Shaler and lost 32-31. But they are ready to take on an opponent who they believe they have an opportunity to get back on the winning track with, and that is the Pine Richland Rams, who they're hoping to do the same. It's been a rough go of it. Pine Richland has lost their last three, their last win coming back on January 10th. Against North Hills. Pine Richland will be in the away greens with the white lettering and black trim. Meanwhile, the Golden Tornado will be in the home white uniforms with the navy blue lettering and Vegas gold trim. Well, we're just about ready to go. We've got the officials on the court. We've got 8 minutes on the clock. We've got two girls at the center circle, and that will be Allison Altman alongside Kendall Gessner. The tip is underway. The Golden Tornado have the ball. They move right left on your radio dial. Rams come out in man-to-man defense. It's Emily Altman with it now, getting to the top of the key. She will shuffle it across to Jordan Coffin. Coffin then will hand it off to Allison Altman. Altman will drive through contact. They say a held ball. And it will now, not a held ball, excuse me, I thought they were going to call it, but they will give it to the Rams.
driving the ball now is Christina Yarbrough. Her shot is no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Jordan Koff. She outlets to Emma Monleone, who is now double-teamed in the backcourt. Still being double-teamed, she's in trouble, and now she's lost the ball deep into the backcourt, and Mark Nair is going to call a timeout. Big set of frustration as the Golden Tornado cannot beat the double-team for the Rams. So now, in order to avoid the 10-second violation, the Golden Tornado will take that timeout, the 30-second timeout. By Mark Nair will be the first. Butler will now hopefully get things under control. So it's a relatively young Pine Ridgeland team. You sprinkle in a few seniors, Kendall Gessner in there, Elena Kalin. You can also put Megan O'Connor there. But the rest of the bench, really, you're looking at a lot of freshmen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 freshmen on this roster for Pine Ridgeland. Golden Tornado, meanwhile, they've got their fair share of freshmen as well. Now it appears to be a 1-3-1 full-court press from Pine Ridgeland. Emma Monleone and Sydney Hanratty play a little pitch and catch before they finally break the press. Pignoa goes back into the hands of Monleone, who shuffles it across to Emma Monleone. Top of the key, the Golden Tornado will get into their offense. Monleone rolls to her right, passes it across to Coffin, who then goes back to the left side wing, and that is Emma Monleone, who scurried across. She flips it back out to Jordan Coffin. Coffin will pick up her dribble at the top of the key, swinging along to Emma Monleone. Monleone looks to drive. Now she kicks out wide. It's Emily Altman driving. Her layup is no good, but Sarah Sydney Hanratty with the rebound, and she is fouled, and so the Golden Tornado will inbound on the baseline. That foul committed by Christina Yarbrough. Then the Hanratty will inbound for the Golden Tornado. Hanratty looking, still looking, still looking, still looking, and now we've got a 5-second violation. So Pine Ridgeland will get it back after the Golden Tornado turnover. No score here, 6:43 to go in the first. Looking to drive and then handing it off is Gessner. Gessner kicks it back out wide. It is Llewellyn with it. Llewellyn drives. Layup off the front of the rim. No good. Allison Altman pulls down the board. Outlet pass to Monleone. Monleone coming back to the middle, and she will hand it off to Hanratty to her left. Hanratty will come back across to the top of the key. Triggers left to Altman. Altman now goes to her sister, Allison. Allison drives. She gets fouled on the way up, and the ball gets lodged, actually, between the rim and the backboard, but it won't be a jump ball. Instead, it will be 2 shots for Allison Altman. Allison, the younger sister, she's a sophomore. Her older sister, Emily, is a senior for this Golden Tornado team. And now they will try to de-watch the ball from the rim. And there we go. Ball is finally knocked loose. And so Allison Altman will have her opportunity to shoot a pair. Still no score. 6:15 to go in the first. Here comes the first from Allison. That is front of the rim, no good. Here comes the second. That one does hit home. And so the Golden Tornado on top, 1-0 here. With 6:15 to go in the first. Carborough kicks left to Megan Llewellyn. Llewellyn triggers right. She'll give it back to Yarbrough. Swings it across to Gessner. Gessner back across to Llewellyn. Llewellyn puts it on the deck, swings it over into the hands of Kalin. Kalin then swings wide to O'Connor. O'Connor going back to Yarbrough. Man-to-man is the defense for the Golden Tornado. Yarbrough's crossover moves, drives, kicks out left. O'Connor's got it in the corner. She swings it back up top to Llewellyn. Llewellyn crossover move, and now she hands it off to Yarbrough. She looks to drive, kicks out wide to Kalin. Kalin puts it on the deck, penetrates, and then kicks it back out, top of the key. Here's Yarbrough with it now, working her way to the low block, and then shuffles back out before handing it off to Llewellyn. 5:25 to go here in the first, nearly a 25-second possession right now for the Rams. Llewellyn with it still, now she will trigger right to Kalin. Kalin going underneath, O'Connor swings it along. 3 ball on the way from Yarbrough. Front of the rim, no good, rebound, fought for, and the Rams. And the Golden Tornado will be tangled up. The arrow favors Pine Ridgeland, and so they will inbound underneath their own basket. Ah! Llewellyn will just check it in deep, and they get it in to Gesnar. Gesnar coming to her right now after receiving a high screen, but she will take it back out, working one-on-one against Hanratty. Drives, layup, up and in. Kendall Gesnar with the first points of the night for Pine Richland, and it's a 2-1 lead for the Rams, 4:50 to go in the first. Butler breaks the 1-3-1, and they do it very nicely as Allison Altman finds her sister, Emily Altman, open underneath the basket, and now it's 3-2, Butler with 4:40 to go in the first. 15-foot jumper for the Rams, no good. Coffin there with the rebound. Coffin outlets it herself before handing it over to Emma Monteleone. The junior driving to her left. Layup is rejected by O'Connor, and it goes out of bounds, and so the Golden Tornado will inbound on the baseline. Hanratty inbound for the Golden Tornado. She looks and finds Allison Altman on the left side wing. Back to Hanratty, top of the key, and Hanratty will drag her foot before she puts it on the floor. And so we've got a traveling violation, and the Pine Richland Rams will take over. 3-2 the score, Butler in front, 4:23 to go in the first. It's Llewellyn at the point for Pine. Triggers left to O'Connor. O'Connor then swings it across to Gesnar. Gesnar underneath finds a cutting Elena Kalin, whose layup is off the glass and in. 4-3, Rams back in front, just a little over 4 minutes to go in the first. Hanratty swings out right to Monteleone. Now a pass is knocked away and intercepted by Pine Richland. Turnover for the Golden Tornado. Kalin will hand it off to Yarbrough, and Yarbrough now at the top of the key is guarded by Monteleone. Stutter step back out, and she will flip it over to Kalin. Kalin, left side wing, goes back to Yarbrough. Yarbrough looks to drive through contact. Her layup is up and in. And Christina Yarbrough gets her first point of the night, 6-3. We've got the Rams in front, 3:24 to go in the first. Emily Altman finds a cutting Allison Altman, who kicks out wide to Jordan Coffin. Coffin burying the open three, 6-6 the score. Here comes Llewellyn, driving and kicking out wide. Now back to a skip pass across the court to Kalin, who goes to Llewellyn in the corner. Llewellyn's three is no good, but the offensive board goes to Pine. Now driving through contact, and they will call the foul as Kendall Gesnar. And they will say Gesnar will go to the line to shoot two. A foul against Allison Altman, who will pick up her first. It will be the first against the Golden Tornado. First one from Gesnar is good. Patty Patton will check into this game for the first time tonight for Pine. Second one on the way, it's the back of the rim and is no good. So 7-6 Pine in front, 2:54 to go in the first. Monteleone with an out crossover move, but it's a pick pocket by Pine Richland. Here come the Rams, 2-on-2. Driving is Llewellyn. Her scoop layup is up and in. Megan Llewellyn on the board, and it's now 9-6 Pine with 2:40 to go in the first. Swing pass left to Hanratty. Entry pass to Gibson is deflected. Loose ball on the floor, ripped away by Pine. Here comes Yarbrough. Contact on the way up, but we've got an offensive foul. They say Sidney Hanratty was there to take the charge. So it will now be the second foul against Christina Yarbrough. Yarbrough, the freshman for this Pine Richland team, very talented, very aggressive as well in getting to the rim. It's Emma Monteleone at the point as the Golden Tornado trail by three, 9-6 to score. Trigger left to Hanratty. Hanratty's pass is intercepted. Stepping in front of it was Patton. She outlets to Gesnar. Gesnar coming top of the key. Crossover move, handoff to Llewellyn. Llewellyn drives left side, and a nice pass by Llewellyn to find Patton, but her layup is knocked away by Golden Tornado defender, and Butler is able to take the ball off the floor, and here come the Golden Tornado. It's Emma Monteleone with it. She triggers right to Coffin. Coffin with a free ball earlier tonight. Gets to the left side wing and then kicks it over to Hanratty. Back up top to Monteleone, 1:48 to go. Butler trailing by three. Well, you know, triggers right to Emily Allman. Inside feed goes to Julia Gibson. The post-up move is good, and she draws the foul. So the Golden Tornado will look to tie this ball game up. Julia Gibson with her first points of the night. That foul against Gianna Reichert. It will be the fourth foul against Pine Richland here in the early goings. But Gibson looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Her shot is up and good. 9-9 to score, 1:40 to go here in the first quarter. Triggered right to Reichert. Now swung back over to Llewellyn, then finding the hands of Gesnard. Gesnard, top of the key, flips it back to Reichert. And she finds Llewellyn. Llewellyn will drive. Kick out to Gesnard, who is guarded by Monteleone. Spin move. She picks it up. Ball loose on the floor, but recovered by Patton. Swung around. Reichert's got it now. She drives, and a foul on the way up. And so Reichert will go to the line to shoot two. The Hanratty called for the foul. She will pick up her first. Only the second against the Golden Tornado. 1:16 to go. 9-9 the score between these two teams. First one by Reichert, rattles around, uses the whole rim, and then finds the nylon. Pine Richland's had five different players score here in the first quarter. Second one, halfway down, but does not go. Rebound pulled down by Kaufman. So it's a one-point lead for Pine. Minute and 10 to go here in the first. Triggered left to Hanratty. Hanratty comes back to the middle. Crossover move, and then finds Kaufman. Kaufman rotates back up top. Kicks out right to Emily Allman. Allman looking to go inside. Nothing there. Still hasn't put it on the floor. Now she does. She will swing it across to Hanratty. Hanratty then goes right back to Emily Allman. Pump shot. She will drive. Kicks out wide to Gibson. Gibson swung along to Hanratty. Three ball on the way. Back of the rim. No good. But Julia Gibson pulls down the board. Works for position. Her layup, though, does not go. Rebound goes to Pine Richland. And it's an outlet to Gesnar. Gesnar will trot it up the floor before handing it off to Llewellyn. 35 seconds to go. Ball trailing by one, 10-9 to score. Entry pass goes to Gesnar. Two Pine Richland defenders, or rather offensive players, swing around. Gesnar drives, layup no good, but the putback is up and in by Maddie Patton. And now it's a three-point lead for the Rams. 12-9, 17 seconds to go in the first. Kaufman has it on the wing, double-teamed by Pine Richland. She's able to hand it off to Emma Monteleone, who draws the foul, and that will now be the fifth foul against Pine. And they will get it against Gianna Reichert. So it will be her second. And the Pine Richland Rams' fifth foul of the night. Well, I'm not that far away from the bonus here. 11 seconds to go, though, in the first. Golden Tornado trying to find points before the buzzer. Monteleone has an entry pass, goes to Kaufman. Then tip back out to Monteleone. Corner three on the way for Emily. Alton in front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Pine Richland. And the horn sounds, so we will go to the second quarter with the Rams in front at 12-9. You're listening to Butler Basketball on BBUT and the Triple I High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Stans Transmission, specializing in transmission maintenance and repair on any make and all models. Engine and differential rebuilding, inspections, emissions, towing, tire, and brake repairs. All transmission rebuilds are guaranteed at 24 months and 24,000 miles or at 3 years and 100,000 miles. 62 years of experience. They honor all aftermarket warranties. Stans Transmission is open Monday through Saturday, located in North Versailles. Stans Transmission, we're with you every mile.
12-9 the score. Golden Tornado trailing Pine Richland. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT as well as WBUT.com and the Triple I High School Sports Network. Game one of a doubleheader tonight. Golden Tornado girls taking on Pine Richland, and then we'll have Butler boys squaring off against North Hills coming up right around 8 o'clock. But Butler begins the second quarter with the ball again trailing by three. It will go with an entry pass inside to Allison Allman. Allman working to the low block, double-teamed by the Rams. Kicked out wide to her sister Emily, who then hands it across Emma Malion. Malion looking to drive, and she is fouled on the way up until Emma Malion will go to the line to shoot a pair. Kendall Gessner will pick up her first foul, and so it will now be the sixth against Pine Richland. First one is good from Emma Montleone. Second one by Emma Montleone is good as well. And so now the Golden Tornado only trailing by one. It is 12-11 with a 7:35 to go in the second. Here comes a long three from Llewellyn, hits the back of the rim, no good. Long four goes to Sydney Hanratty. Hanratty guarded tightly by Llewellyn, but is able to spin off it. Now get to the right side wing before settling down and kicking out to Emma Montleone. He's swinging across two. It's now the newly entered McKenna Mayer, the freshman daughter of head coach Mark Mayer. Montleone's got it out, top the key. Kicked out wide Mayer. Mayer looks to drive and then talks out wide to Allison. That goes corner to Jordan Cox. Sometimes it's a game of guess that open. They both have the same haircut and really much or pretty much the same size. So now Kaufman has it in the corner, swung up top from there. Now a long perimeter pass goes to Emma Montleone, who can tie it up for the Pine Richland defender. And that will actually now set the Golden Tornado to the line to shoot the 1-1. Megan Llewellyn will pick up her first foul, and that will be the seventh against Pine Richland.
Cool. And initially, I was going to live in the bottom unit. I'm still considering the bill at the banks.
First one on the way for Emma Montleone is good. She's a perfect 3-of-3 from the line tonight. Second one is good as well. Emma Montleone, perfect from the line tonight. And now she gives the Golden Tornado a 13-12 lead with 6:45 to go in the first half. The trigger left for Llewellyn. Now she circles back out to the top. To her right, on right side wing, she is still guarded by Hanrath. Now they will feed it over to Kaylin. Kaylin comes left side, picks up her dribble, highly guarded by Coffin, and we've got an offensive foul underneath. So it looks like that foul is going to be against Megan O'Connor. Indeed it is. It will be her second, Pine Richland's team. However, though, because it's a player control foul, there will be no free throw shot, which means Butler will just simply get the ball back. They lead 13-12 as Emma Montleone is double-teamed at half court. She looks underneath, finds McKenna Mayer, who flips the pass to Allison Allman, who buries the open layup. Allison Allman with 3 points tonight, and Butler leads by 3, 15-12, 6:08 to go in the second. Llewellyn with it, right side wing. Feet over across to Gessner. Gessner will drive, gets to the low block, and kicks back out. Three ball on the way from Kaylin, no good. Mayer with the rebound, tangled up. The arrow favors Pine Richland. She looks over and sees her dad telling her, hey, be a little more aggressive, get those elbows out wide, and just try to spin out of it. But only a freshman, those are things that you learn at the fourth level. Inbound pass, though, is intercepted by the Golden Tornado. Allman outlets to Kaufman. Kaufman one-on-one the other way. Scoop layup does not go. Rebound, Pine Richland. And here come the Rams. Christina Yarbrough. She got two fouls. She had acted early in the first. And now we've got a traveling violation against the Rams, so the Golden Tornado will get the ball back. 15-12. Butler in front. 5:39 to go here in the second. Still man-to-man the defense from Pine Richland. Emma Montleone begins by taking it to the right side herself. Well, it's a pass up top to Hanratty, now at the top of the key. Hanratty splits defenders, kicks out wide. Three ball from Mayer on the way, hits the back of the rim, and no good. Rebound is tipped into the hands of Kaylin. Kaylin, check that. We're going to have a change. It's Megner, Kendall Gessner, who races to the bucket and gets the layup to go. 15-14, Butler in front, the 5:10 to go in the second. Hanratty with it now, right side wing. Flips it over to Kaufman. Kaufman lets the free ball go. Hits the rim. No good, but the long rebound goes to Emma Montleone. Monleon will circle around and feed it over to Hanratty, who then kicks a corner to Kaufman. Thrown back up top to Monleon. She drives, splits defenders, left-handed layup, no good, but she draws the foul. So Monleon will go to the line to shoot two. .452 to go in the second quarter. 15-14, Butler in front. Monleon a perfect 4-of-4 tonight from the line. Now the officials will have a discussion of who that foul was against. They're going to make it against Megan O'Connor as opposed to Christina Yarbrough. It was really a decision about who would pick up their third. Originally, they said Yarbrough, but Chris Connolly, the other official, came in to say, nope, it was against Megan O'Connor, who then picks up her third. But another free throw made by Emma Monleon as she's 5-of-5 tonight, and Butler leading by 2 at 16-14 with 4:52 to go. Second one's for Emma Monleon. I figure the announcer's jinx is going to kick in at some point. It's an air ball, actually. So Pine Richland will take over. But again, Butler leading by 2, 16-14. Here's Megan Llewellyn with it, top of the key. Guarded by Emily Altman. Triggers left to Caitlin Kearns, who just checks into this game for the Rams. Loose ball on the floor, nearly at the half-court line, and we get a timeout taken by Pine Richland. Before an over and back was even potentially called, a 30-second timeout was taken by Tom Reingarten and this Pine Richland team. So again, we got a 16-14 game. Butler in front. It wasn't the prettiest start for the Golden Tornado, but they got back on track. Thanks in part to Emma Monleon being very sharp from the line. She's 5-of-6 there tonight. You also can factor in a Jordan Kaufman 3 and some spread out scoring in the first quarter, helping Butler get to the 16-14 lead. Other games going on across the Whippoorwill 6A girls classification tonight. There's only one. Norwin taking on Seneca Valley, which, if you're a Golden Tornado fan, you've got to be pulling for Seneca Valley to lose, because right now Butler would need to win this game tonight against Pine Richland, pick up a win against North Hills, pick up a win against Seneca Valley. That would get them to 5 wins and hope that the Raiders just don't win again. An outside shot of a playoff chance, but Butler still holding on to a bit of hope. Pine Richland inbounding the ball, and they give it off to Llewellyn, top of the key. She triggers left to Caitlin Kearns, who's guarded by Jordan Coffin. Kearns puts it on the deck, takes a step back out, and then feeds it across to Gessner. Gessner, top of the key, guarded by Monleon, will move to her left before feeding it across to Megan Llewellyn. Baseball pass underneath to a cutting Gessner, but her shot is rejected by Julia Gibson. The Golden Tornado are on the floor. Emma Monleon rips it away from defenders, and that pass that was intended for Julia Gibson is tipped out of bounds by a Pine Richland defender, and so the Golden Tornado will keep the ball after a hearty effort from the junior guard, Emma Monleon. 4:02 to go in the second. Butler in front, 16-14. 1-3-1, full court pressure now from the Rams. Audrey Tack, who checks into the game, throws it back across to Hanratty. Hanratty goes back to Tack. Now they dissect 1-3-1 by getting it across in the hands of Emily Ullman. Back to Hanratty, back to Ullman. Open three, back of the rim, no good. Long rebound goes to Audrey Tack, who is not one that normally gets rebound. All of 5-6, kicks it out wide. Allison Ullman, check that, Megan. Emily Ullman drives, layup, no good. Rebound goes off the Golden Tornado into Pine Richland. Audrey Tack. Boy, if she's 5'4", I would be shocked. But a hustler, no question. And only a freshman. Trigger right side to Maddie Patton. Swing to the cross, perimeter pass going to Kearns now. Kearns going back to Patton, right side wing, finding their motion offense. Patton puts it on the deck, guarded tightly by Gibson, kicks out wide to Kearns. Kearns now will maneuver her way to get back to the top of the key before shuffling it along to Llewellyn. Llewellyn behind the back attacks the paint, kicks out wide. Kearns' long 15-footer is no good. Rebound pulled down by Jordan Coffin. Coffin ditches it back to Sydney Hanratty. Hanratty trots across the timeline. Butler leading 16-14 with 2:50 to go. Triggers right to Coffin. Coffin working her way back to the middle, throws it out back to Tack. Tack now corner to Altman. It's Emily Altman with it. She hands it off to Kaufman. Kaufman will look to drive, gets to the elbow, kicks out wide, and tacks out corner to Hanratty. Fires one across to Emily Altman. Altman drives. She's fouled on the way up. Almost fell. But it will be a foul, and so Altman will go to the line to shoot two. penalty against Caitlin Kearns, who picks up her first. It will be the 10th against Pine Richland, so a double bonus situation for the Golden Tornado the rest of the way in the first. The first one by Emily Elton is good. She's got 3 points tonight. It's her first trip to the line, and Butler now leading 17-14. Here comes the second. And that one is no good, and we're going to get a push from behind call against Julia Gibson, which will be her first foul tonight, and only the Golden Tornadoes third. 17-14, though, by the leads. 2:30 to go in the second. This Llewellyn triggers right to Regard. Regard flips it over to Yarbrough. Check that, make it, it's Gessnar with it. She works her way to the low block, and she is fouled on the way up, so Gessnar will go to the line to shoot two. Julia Gibson actually called for the foul. That will be her second and the fourth against the Golden Tornado. Second trip to the line tonight for Gessnar. She's 1 of 2, and the first one is no good. 5 points tonight for Kendall Gessnar. As Allison Altman back into this ball game, along with Emma Montleone. Second one from Gessnar is good. Back to a two-point lead for the Golden Tornado, 17-15, 2:18 to go in the half. Montleone going to her right, hands it off to Emily Altman. Altman will drive, goes baseline, kicks out wide to Hanratty. Hanratty thought about the shot. Instead, she throws it out wide to Emma Montleone. Montleone attacks, then circles back around, goes to Emily Altman, then wide to Hanratty. And Randy back up top to Montleone. High post pass to Allison Altman. Kicks out wide to Kaufman. Kaufman will work her way to the baseline. Crosses back over and kicks it back up top to Montleone. Montleone's pass is deflected, but she's able to pull it down and throw it up to Kaufman. Kaufman now will fire a three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound to the rim. Here comes Llewellyn with it. She finds a cutting Gessnar in transition. Her layup, though, no good. Rebound to Hanratty. Hanratty throws it up to Kaufman. Kaufman now with a three-on-three. She dissects the defense. Bounce pass underneath to Emily Altman. Her layup does not go, and the rebound is pulled down by Patton. She outlets to Llewellyn. Llewellyn rolling to her right, kicks it back up top. It is Gessnar with it. Spin move, attack. Layup is thrown behind the backboard, and they're going to say it was the tip off the Golden Tornado, and so Pine Richland will keep the ball. One 14 to go, 17-15 the score. Golden Tornado in front. Second quarter action here at the Butler Senior High School Gymnasium. Inbound pass, swung to Llewellyn. Now kicked out wide. Three ball on the way, back of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Llewellyn. Her 15-footer does not fall. Another rebound, though. This time it goes to the Golden Tornado. It's Emma Montleone with it. Coming down the left side, circles back around, finds two Pine Richland defenders. It goes out of bounds. They say it goes off the Golden Tornado. And they go to the Rams, and Mark there, I think, with a legitimate argument that the official that was on that side did not know which side to go to. And I saw a shrug by the officials. At that point, I think you got to go to a jump ball if you didn't see it, but nonetheless, they decide to go with the Rams. Llewellyn has it now driving the lane underneath pass. No call on contact, perhaps a makeup call. Outlet, though, on the rebound. Put back, no good. Rebound, Golden Tornado. Emma Montleone with it now. She gets double-teamed by Pine Richland again and will get a blocking foul against Gianna Regard, which will send Emma Montleone to the line to try to make this a two-possession lead for the Golden Tornado. So Emma Montleone, who is 5 of 6 tonight, her only points have come from the line. She's got 5 points. First one on the way from Montleone is good. Here comes the second from Montleone. 35.6 seconds to go in the half. It hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebound off the Golden Tornado. The Pine Richland will get the ball. 18-15 Butler leading by 3. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Megan Llewellyn with the ball, going to her right, attacks and kicks out wide to Ekaterini Valores. Valores then will toss it across to Kalen. Kalen takes it back out with 20 seconds to go. Hampton off to Ballores, free ball, hits the front of the rim and goes out of bounds to the Golden Tornado with an opportunity for a last shot here in the half. 13.9 officially on the game clock. Monleon will bring it up the floor, crosses the half court line, going to her right, now spin move, 7 to go. Throws it inside to Allman. Allman will kick it out wide to Emily Allman. Wide open, 3 is good, and the Golden Tornado will give themselves a 6-point lead as they head to halftime. A wide open look and a nicely drawn up play by Mark Mayer gives the Golden Tornado a 21-15 lead heading in to the half. And so with that, we will recap the first half next, coming up right here on WPUG and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Your complete door experience starts here with Slack Garage Door. Steel garage doors offer safety, durability, energy efficiency, and low maintenance. Slack Garage Door is a full-service garage door company providing garage door service and repair since 1951. Slack Garage Door offers a 5-year labor warranty and are good for residential, commercial, or industrial. Slack Garage Door is open Monday through Friday and on the web at slackgaragedoor.com.
21-15, Golden Tornado in front. Tyler Friel with you on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Let's take a look at our scoring recap. First quarter, back and forth effort. Klein Richland doing a nice job of distributing the ball. They had 6 different Rams registering points. 2 points from Megan Llewellyn. You had a point from Gianna Rigar. 2 points from Maddie Patton. 3 points from Kendall Gesnar. 2 points for Elena Kalen. And then 2 points for Christina Yarbrough. However, foul trouble would be something that would harm this fine Richland team. You had Megan O'Connor picking up 2 in the first, and then Christina Yarbrough, the freshman, picking up 2 in the first as well. However, they were able to limit the Golden Tornado to just 9 points, but you could throw in a Jordan Kaufman 3 that helped get that Golden Tornado to that point. So fine Richland leading 12-9 at the end of the first. As we go to the second quarter, that's when the Golden Tornado defense showed up as well. As their offense, they limited the Pine Richland Rams to just 3 points, and those were all by Kendall Gesnar. She had a layup and then 1-of-2 from the free throw line. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, you can look at Emma Monleon. She was 6-of-8 from the charity stripe, and then you had a field goal from Allison Allman, a free throw, 1-of-2 for Emily Allman, and then at the end of the first half, a 3 ball by Allman, a wide open look for the from the corner. She was able to parry it. And so the Golden Tornado now sitting with a 21-15 lead at the half and outscoring the Rams 12-3 in that second quarter. We'll continue on with halftime right after this. It's 21-15, Butler in front. You're listening to Butler Basketball on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.